Central Hudson's in the studio. I got Joe back with me here today. Joe, how are you doing today?
Hey, Wood, thanks for having us on.
Stopping by, updating the people, letting them know what's going on. What is the latest situation with our electric and our gas bills?
Yeah, last time I was on, we talked a little bit about how we had just had a new rate plan approved, and that was back in July. Those rates went into effect on August 1st, so folks are starting to see that on their bill. Also, because that was only a one-year rate approval on that same day on August 1st, we had to go in and start off the rate request process for our rates that would go into effect in 2025. So a lot of folks are seeing that. A lot of folks are confused. We wanted to come on and kind of explain what's happening, really kind of let them know that, you know, we're working to try and keep these costs as low as possible. So the proposal we put in before was really just a lot lower than what folks saw before, really just looking to make sure that we can continue to make the investments in the system and make sure that we're providing safe and reliable service.
So you got your rate increase approved.
Right.
And then now you're telling me in 2025, it could go up even more?
It could. And that's really just because, again, we don't want for this to happen. You know, I know that when I look at my bill, it's something that we have to kind of take a look at, me and the wife, and figure out where the money's going to go. So we try and be as responsible as we can with it. But the rates that were approved in July were good for 1 year. So they are good from August 1st through June 30th of 2025. So in order for us to continue to make investments in the system and upgrade and make sure that we're able to help with the clean energy transition we have here in New York, we need to continue to make investments, and that required us to put in a request for a new rate plan that would start in 2025.
You know, there comes a point, though. It's like you look at your bills, and you just can't pay them. You don't have enough money. When it continues to rise up, but your paycheck isn't rising up, what do? You got to have electricity and heat. Is there a program set up?
Yeah, there are. And I'm glad you asked. There's a lot of programs that are out there. Income qualified programs. There's a lot of them out there. There's one called HEAP. It's a federally funded program for income qualified folks. It also gets them enrolled in Central Hudson's bill discount program, which lasts throughout the year. You can enroll every year. We have our Good Neighbor Fund, which is a self-funded program that, you know, helps folks out who have exhausted all of their avenues of assistance. And the other thing that we have are programs that helps people just kind of manage their account if they don't qualify for those income ones. I use our budget billing account, our budget billing program. And really what that does is it takes your average usage and we spread it out over the course of a year. And we give you one monthly payment for 11 months. So you know what you're paying. And then on that 12th month, we take a look at your usage. And if you used less than you did before, you get a lower bill. If you used a little bit more, your bill might be a little bit higher. But it gives you a little bit more certainty from month to month so you know what you're paying.
I mean, the state has to approve this, right? But why? How can the state not help and invest money into it to lower it down for people to be able to afford? I don't get it.
Yeah, they can. And we'll take a look. There's a bunch of different folks that'll kind of voice their concerns over this rate request that we put in. And again, we did everything we could to really take a look at this and keep the request as low as we possibly could. But I do think, to your point, that it really takes a village to keep utility bills down. So, you know, we're doing everything we can on our end to keep the delivery rates low. We need our elected officials and our regulators to cooperate with us, have a more cooperative relationship as opposed to an adversarial one, to make sure that, you know, we can do everything we can to keep these bills down, because there's, you know, there's two sides to the bill, right? We've always talked about it. There's the delivery side, which is what we put in our request for. And then there's the supply side, and the supply side has a number of different factors that go into it that we don't have any control over. But, you know, our elected officials could step in and help us out.
Well, you know, and something that a lot of people talk about, and they always see, they look at their bill and they see the delivery charge is more than their usage. And they're like, what the hell is this? Can you explain that last time? But can you explain it again for those that miss that? What is that all about?
Yeah, I think this is an important thing. I'll explain it a little bit differently this time, is that our delivery charge, I think a lot of people look at that sort of like shipping and handling, right? Yeah. And delivery is so much more than that. The delivery charge really is how Central Hudson runs the business. It's how we invest in the system. It's how we pay the employees that work there, our linemen, our engineers, everyone. And again, it's how we make sure that electricity is safely and reliably delivered from where it's generated to where you use it. The way I kind of describe it to everybody is that everything you buy has a delivery charge. If you go to Chipotle for lunch today, that burrito you're buying has a delivery charge. You just don't see it. Central Hudson's bill is the one where we break it out. So again, it's on us to make sure that we're as responsible as we can. And we know that there's not a lot of headroom left on that bill for our customers. So we're doing everything we can to keep those costs down. But, you know, we need to work with our regulators and our elected officials to make sure we're doing it the right way.
Let me look at my text board, 87453. Listeners can text in. Do you want to see what, I don't have no idea what they're going to ask.
Yeah, let's give it a shot.
Joe, I know you must take so much heat. And so, no pun intended with the heat. You must take just an exorbitant amount of phone calls from people not happy. I mean, nobody loves to spend money. They love to keep it. And right. And one big expense is electric. Now we're going into winter.
Yeah.
What about the heat? What about the gas? Is that going to go up too?
It might. You know, when we look at the supply side of things, it's tough for us to tell because we don't have any control over that. Generally speaking, gas is really cheap right now because there's not a lot of demand for it. As we move into winter, as we start heating our homes again, I'm a gas customer. We do generally see those gas prices go up a little bit on the supply side. Your delivery rates are fixed. They stay constant from July 1st until June 30th of every year. So your delivery rates stay relatively fixed, but you do see the supply fluctuate. And I would expect as it gets colder, we'll see those gas supply prices go up because there's just going to be more demand for it.
All right, 87453. You got a question for Joe? You got a question for Central Hudson? Now's your time. Ask it. I'll throw it out there. One person says HEAP, HEAP, doesn't cover electric bills. Is that true or false? What is that?
That's false. HEAP absolutely covers it. You can apply to it through the Office of Temporary Disability Assistance, OTDA.
Okay. All right. You got a question? Another question I got here this morning. What is this clean energy thing you're talking about that's driving costs? What's that about?
New York State passed a law in 2019 called CLCPA. CLCPA is New York's clean energy transition. We're going to reduce our emissions. We're going to transition to a clean and green economy. And now that is good. We think table stakes are that we do need to reduce our carbon emissions, but
sure. But if it's going to drive up my costs, no.
That's right. What we want to make sure we're doing is having a pragmatic transition. And one of the targets that they have out there is that they want 70% of the electricity generated in New York State to be produced by renewable resources like solar and wind. The problem with that is that we need to really invest heavily in the electric system in order to accommodate that. It's just not built to accept those. We have a system that's built to move electrons and electricity from a centralized generating plant to the homes and businesses. And a wind and solar based system would require, a system that has energy flowing in two directions from all over the place. And it just requires significant investment in order to do that.
All right. So I understand that. I don't hate clean energy, but I hate the fact that if things are so expensive, then maybe we should put a halt on the clean energy transition, maybe a little stop button until we kind of calm this price thing down. Is that a bad idea? I mean, can't that pause for a second?
There is a measure built into the law to, I guess, like you said, there's a circuit breaker, they call it, that would pause law for affordability and reliability. And those are the two things that we're concerned about.
Well, so, how about that?
And, we do ask our regulators and our elected officials to put a real cost analysis to this to make sure that it is affordable. You know, I mean, because at the end of the day, even if it's not on your utility bill, if it's on your taxes, it's still coming from the same place. And we just want to make sure that, you know, the Hudson Valley is still an affordable place for us to live.
And listen, you guys, this is your job. You got a lot of local people. How many people do you guys employ over there local wise?
About 1,300.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of people. I know people who work for you guys. 87453. You got a question? Go ahead. So let's look at some of these questions here and you can answer them. When you understand, estimate someone's monthly usage and they get that adjusted bill, is it not a little higher? It can be hundreds of dollars. The client didn't make the estimate, but they pay the price. What do you say to that, Joe?
If we're talking about the budget billing program, for one thing, your usage and what you've been billed is always on your bill from month to month. So if you are on the budget plan, I always recommend to take a close look at that every month. You can always call us and adjust that payment either up or down if you want. We set it based on what our system says, based on your historic usage, but you're always welcome to make adjustments to that. If we're talking about the previous practice of bi-monthly estimates, we're done with that. All of our customers are now getting monthly meter reads. So I think this month will be the first month in our last district, the Fishkill district, where people will see two consecutive actual reads on their bill. And if you want to make sure that that bill is accurate, the number that is on your meter when they read it is on your bill right underneath that bar graph that shows your usage.
All right. I live in a city of Newburgh. My house is only 4 years old. Why do my lights flicker at times? Well, you probably need electrician to come over and check that one out.
Yeah, I mean, it may be something inside the house, and that's way beyond my pay grade when it comes to that. But I will say that every once in a while, when storms do occur, if you see your lights sort of turn off and come back on very quickly again, that's part of some of the investments we're making in the system. It's called an automated distribution system. And what that means is that when a fault happens on the system somewhere, our system is smart enough now where it can identify where that fault is. And if there's redundancies, we can reroute the electricity so it minimizes the number of customers that are impacted.
Here's an interesting question. These are text messages, 87453, people are texting in. You got questions? Go ahead. I'll shoot them right at Joe. This is interesting, though. What happens when a house goes solar? How do you charge that?
It's a pretty complicated process. And again, it's a system that New York State put in place. If somebody puts panels on top of their homes, we change their meter out, because if their meter starts moving backwards for the energy that they're producing, if they're producing more than they're using, that energy can then come back onto the system. There's credits involved with that. So it used to be back in the day that for every kilowatt hour you produced, you would get credited for whatever the supply rate was at that time, the prevailing supply rate. New York State's changed that a little bit, so you don't get a full credit for every kilowatt hour you put back on the system. And it varies from house to house, which is one of the complications we've seen with some of the billing, that, you know, one house could have a different billing system than the house next door to it, even though they both have solar panels on their roofs. But there is a credit system that's put in place. Again, it varies from house to house, but if you generate more than you use, you build up a bank that you can then use, say, in the wintertime when it's not, the days are shorter and it's not as sunny, and it can, in some cases, be beneficial for customers and lower their bills.
Okay, good question. Let's see. Here's another one for you. I was told that the budget is adjusted 2 times a year and was refused a printout of all usage when requested. Is this true?
If it is, you need to call us again. You are allowed to get a printout of your usage. And budget can be adjusted at a 6-month, but there's certain thresholds. So if you are, you know, more than 25% behind on your budget, I believe it is, we'll adjust that number up on the 6-month. And if it's a certain percentage over, we'll adjust it down again. But if you're looking for your total usage and you want that over the course of a year or 2 years, you can call us and absolutely get that.
My daughter is looking at buying a house, but it's electric heat. Bad idea?
Depends on your usage. And right now, if you have what's known as a ground source or an air source heat pump, electric heat is a bit more efficient. If it's one of the older sort of resistant coil baseboard heating, they do tend to cost a little bit more money on a month-to-month basis by comparison to natural gas or heating oil. But what I will tell you is that you can take a look at that. You do have the benefit a lot of times with those older electric systems where they're kind of zoned out and they have thermostats in each room, and if you're careful and monitor your usage well, it can work out for folks. But again, I would take a look and see if it's an older electric system or a heat pump system and see if you're eligible to convert.
All right. One final question here. I live in Carmel, and every night between 6:30 and 7:30 or so, We get the lights to go, they go dim and then back up, and it's been happening to everyone in town. What is that for?
That would be a question for our engineers, to be honest with you. I don't have a good answer for that. A lot of times when you see a dip like that, it has to do with what we call voltage quality, where, you know, with the generation moving through the system, sometimes the overall voltage drops a little bit and it can cause that sort of light dimming to happen. But that would be a question. Give us a call and we can, you know, we'll talk to our engineers and see if there's something that is recurring there in that area.
All right, Joe. So here's the deal. Each month you're going to swing in and talk to me and take questions from the listeners.
Yeah, I'm happy to.
Actually, Joe had no idea I was going to open up the text board and ask these questions. But, hey, you took them. All right. Good stuff, Joe. Any way you can lower my bill for me, Joe? Please. God, please, Joe. It's killing me, Joe. Oh, it's rough on everybody. It's not easy. And with the restrictions and rules in the state of New York, it's not easy, man. It's not easy. I really wish, what we talked about earlier, I wish they would put a pause on that, what is it called, the new energy or what?
The CLCPA. But, you know, to your point, it means a lot to us, too. We know that we're out of headroom on this utility bill. There's nowhere to go. So, you know, we're taking a look at our core business practices internally. We're looking internally to see what we can do to make things more efficient. It means a lot to us. We're making sure that every dollar that we spend is spent efficiently at this point. And, you know, and again, we're trying to really open up avenues to speak with our lawmakers to find better ways to make sure that it's just affordable overall, yeah, from your utility bill to everything else here in the Hudson Valley.
All right, Joe, you come see me next month.
You got it.
Good news next month?
I hope so.
Yeah, so do I.